tonight's Wildcats Den. It's a fun week to be a Wildcat. Both basketball teams get wins against Pickett County and Byrdstown. We'll hear from players and boys coach Jimmy Miller about the wins. We'll also hear from some wrestlers as they prepare for their season to get started this weekend. And Aaron Moffitt signs to continue playing baseball at the next level.
Joined now by senior baseball player Aaron Moffitt, who recently signed to continue his baseball playing career at Tennessee Tech after graduation. And Aaron, I'll just start it off. How cool was it to sign to not only play baseball at the college level, but at the Division I level?
It's really a dream come true. I mean, I've been working for this for as long as I can remember, and it's a big relief to have this accomplishment.
So it sounds like it's been a goal for yours for some time. When did you kind of realize that, or maybe had aspirations of making it to this level?
Well, I always knew that I wanted to play baseball for as long as I could. But when I got into high school, pretty much right after my freshman season, even though it got cut short, I started to realize I could really do it. So I got to work and found some people that I could trust and work with, and they got me to where I needed to be.
Who are some of those people that you've kind of been working with and gotten you to this point in your career?
Well, the team I play for in the summer, five-star Mid-South, those coaches have been great about teaching me about the game, teaching me about the recruiting process, how to talk to coaches, all that works, and they made sure I was comfortable with it. And my I guess you could say trainer, Jeff Bennett, I work with him off and on pretty much all year, and he's been great at developing me.
What was that, recruiting process like? You mentioned how kind of going through that. I mean, was Tennessee Tech always your first choice, or did you visit anywhere else and kind of go through at other schools?
Well, I had visited a couple other schools. I had interest from a bunch of other schools, junior colleges, Division IIs, other Division Ones, but Tech just really stood out. I mean, it's right down the road. It's got all the academics that I'm looking for, and I love the coaches there.
Well, that's always a big one, too. Speaking of academics, what are you going for, or at least what's the plan as of right now?
Yeah, the plan right now is civil engineering.
That's always a pretty good one, especially at Tech. Well, I know one of your future teammates is going to be Eli Huddleston, who's playing with Upperman right now, and you guys have been battling throughout district play the last few seasons. What's that like now that when you do play Upperman? Of course, that's always a fun battle. They won the state championship last year, and you guys had some pretty good games with them as well. But what's it going to be like now that you're going to be taking on a future teammate?
It's going to be fun. I've always enjoyed playing against Eli. We've even played together when we were younger, so it's always going to be fun competing against them.
What excites you most about Tech? I know you mentioned the coaches, and you mentioned it has your major as well, but what else excites you most about going there?
I like the fact that I'm staying close to home. At the camp that I went to there, I love the field, but they're very goal-oriented. And they have, their goal is to play in Omaha at the College World Series, and that's what I want to do. I want to play at the highest level of college baseball.
Well, of course, they took down the best team last year in the Tennessee Volunteers at one point, so maybe you'd have a chance to do that at some point in your career as well. Well, lastly, you're still in high school. Still got a season to go in this baseball season, obviously a little bit ways down the road, but do you have any goals for this last senior baseball season?
We're going to try and dethrone Upperman as district champs this year and go as far as we can. I think we can really make a push for them this year.
That's always a pretty good goal. That's senior Aaron Moffitt with the baseball team here at Livingston Academy. Joined now by senior Easton Goodpasture of the boys basketball program here at Livingston Academy. And a big win last night over Pickett County, one of your rivals. And in a place that you guys as a team haven't won since 2016, haven't won in that series since 2020. It kind of a surprised look on your face. Just take me through first what that win was like last night.
It felt really good. It was tough crowd. Even when we were up, they were still chanting behind us saying we sucked and all that. And it's a hard place to come and compete. And I'm saying we probably had pretty good mental when we walked in there, good mental attitude, and we were locked in from the start.
How big do you think that helped? You guys got out to a pretty big lead in that first half. Second half, it still had a lead, and then Pickett County just kind of kept creeping back into it. How much do you think that mentality helped you guys to get it to overtime and then to win in overtime?
I think it helped a lot because over my 4 years we've played there, always the first half we've not came out there, and that usually gets us beat in the first half up at Pickett. But since we came out there and we had a really good half, I think that helped us later on in the game where they mostly all of their team fouled out. We were still riding there with them.
Well, so I assume that probably got, I mean, that has to give you guys some motivation. Of course, that's a different Pickett County team than it was last year, but still, Pickett County is a good basketball program. What's that like do for your program? Does it kind of solidify you guys knowing, hey, we're a pretty good basketball team?
Yeah, I think we knew that from the start of the season that we're good, but now we get to show everybody how good we are going through the season.
Of course, a big one coming up on Friday, and it's the first home game. Get to take on Creekwood at home. How excited are you guys just to play a home game?
I think we're just excited to play. We're always willing to go out and play anybody, any chance we get, and we all want to be there and put a lot of work in.
Lastly, Christmas, it's coming up. What, do you have any favorite Christmas movies?
The Grinch. That's probably my favorite Christmas movie.
That's the third one I've gotten from the people I've talked to today, so that must be a pretty popular one here around Livingston. And then I did actually just think of another one. You guys now have three straight Friday games, no Tuesday games kind of in between for the next 2 weeks at least. How nice is that going to be to where you essentially just have a full week of practice to get ready for the Friday games?
That's actually really good. We can just focus on one team a week, and it's probably what we need to do, and just keep on winning.
Got to give yourselves a chance to rest up as well. That's Senior Easton Goodpasture with the basketball team here at Livingston Academy. We go inside the Wildcats den as we're joined by sophomore wrestler Ava Post as they get ready for their wrestling season. Of course, first meet coming up this weekend. You guys finally kind of getting back into it. How excited are you to get the season started?
I'm pretty excited. I mean, it's a new thing for me. I've never been wrestling before, so it's a first time for me.
So this is the first year for you. What kind of got you into it? What made you want to start wrestling?
I'm a very physical person, I guess. I'm not like a lot of girls. I like to, you know, get dirty, I guess.
Well, I've noticed, especially in girls wrestling, it seems like it's becoming more and more prevalent, just even in the last decade. How cool is that, that you just have the opportunity to wrestle?
I think that's very cool, knowing that not a lot of people think that girls should do that kind of stuff, so I think it's pretty cool.
Are there more girls on the wrestling team as well?
Yeah, there are a few girls on the wrestling team, but there are a lot of boys on there as well. So
take me through a practice. I mean, do you guys ever wrestle against the boys, or is it kind of just that the girls will wrestle against each other to get ready?
The girls do wrestle against each other, yes, but sometimes we are put with some boys that are like our same height, same weight.
First year at wrestling, have you learned a lot, I assume, over these first kind of few weeks before the season gets started?
I have learned a few things, a few new things.
I don't know a whole lot about wrestling myself, so whenever you first started, what were maybe a couple of things that you had to kind of learn right off the bat?
I kind of had to learn what my body can take and how much pressure, and it's a whole mind thing. Mm. It's about physical strength, but it's all in the mind as well, so...
Do you have any goals for yourself this season as the season goes on?
I'm not sure. I haven't really thought that far ahead yet.
A few weeks away until Christmas. Do you have three favorite Christmas movies that you have to watch every year?
I'm not sure, but The Grinch is my number one favorite movie.
That is a pretty good one. I like that one, too. Do you have any cool Christmas traditions that you guys do?
No, me and my family, we just do the standardized tree presents and dinner.
It's always a pretty good one, too. Well, lastly, I know in your first season, but what's one thing that you might like to get better at as this season goes on?
Physical strength, definitely. I would like to work on that a lot.
All right, cool. That's Senior Ava Post with the wrestling team here at Livingston Academy.
Joined now by head coach Jimmy Miller of the Livingston Academy boys basketball program. Big win last night over the Pickett County Bobcats in overtime, 82-73. Coach, is the first win since 2020, the first time you guys have won since 2016. What was that win last night for you guys?
That was a big win for us. That was a big win for our young guys. A lot of our guys we have that are playing on the floor right now have never actually had a win against Pickett County, and that was a big mental win for us to be able to cut through a game that style of game with extremely physical and extremely high paced, and a lot of guys that was their first real game at the high school level. So for the confidence for this team, it was huge.
Coach, you guys moved to 4-0 on the season. You mentioned kind of that first real competition you guys have seen all season. What have you liked from your team early on this season?
I've liked their drive, their want and willingness to be here every day and work. These guys want to play and they want to win and they want to be good. And because of that, it's enjoyable to come in every day and see that attitude and that body language and that demeanor.
Coach, I know from the coaches I've talked to saying you like to play kind of this faster pace. You like to get some shots up there as well. How nice is it to have 5, 6, 7 guys who can play the style that you like to play, and you got guys who can go and get a bucket as well?
Yeah, that's something different for us. You know, we've had a lot, you know, earlier in my career, we had a lot of size. We, you know, really pounded the ball inside, and then we've had some speed. But this is the first year that we've probably been able to put 5 guys on the floor that have that speed and ball handling, but all have the ability to knock down that outside 3. So it makes us a threat, and we can spread the floor and play a little bit different style than what we've had to play some in the past few years. So it's fun. It's a kind of a new start for us, and I like where we're going so far.
Coach, I brought it up on the broadcast last night. Of course, there's a sophomore at Pickett County by the name of Jacob Amonette, coach's son. You have a son as well, and sophomore in Tucker Miller, who had a pretty good game last night. Oh, how cool is it just for him to play, be playing well, and play that well in the rivalry game too?
I'd be lying if I didn't say that was enjoyable. You know, getting to experience a different side of it, you know, having my son that loves to play and has worked hard to get where he's at, and to see him get on the floor and have a good, successful night like that. And it's different and it's enjoyable. And I'm having a good time.
Coach, the attention turns towards a Creekwood team that is winless so far this season, but have played some really good competition. I know it's still early on in the preparations, but what do you know about this Creekwood team?
I saw them a little bit in camp this summer. I know they're big, and I know they really like to run and get up and down the floor. They can really get to the rim. It will stylistically give us something we haven't seen so far, so I'm looking forward to it.
Of course, it's the first home game for you guys as well. I assume you guys are pretty excited for that. What's that going to be like?
I think it's going to be exciting. I think we had a really good turnout at the Pickett County game the other night, and I'm hoping maybe that follow, maybe our performance. I think this little team we have, they're small, but they're exciting and they're fun. So hopefully that will put some people in the stands to watch these guys play.
Should be a fun one Friday night against Creekwood. That's head coach Jimmy Miller with the boys basketball team at Livingston Academy.
Joined now by senior girls basketball player on the Livingston Academy girls basketball team, Aaliyah Melton. A really good start to the season, 5-1 to start the year, and the one loss just by 2 points in that Thanksgiving Classic. Beat a good Pickett County team last night. Of course, it's always fun to win a rivalry game. What was that like for you guys?
It was awesome, honestly. It was hard coming into the game because some of our team, especially last, they've improved so much from last year, and it's honestly unexpected. So it was good that we came in and we stuck with them and we played together as a team and just pulled it out in the end.
You guys were able to get out into a lead, fell early, but then they were able to kind of get that lead and just kind of held it there. What do you think kind of went into that? They would make a run, just couldn't really get into it. What do you think speaks to that?
Well, Coach always tells us when two really good teams play together, it's going to be a game of runs. So coming into it, we knew that. What I just told the team when they were having their runs was just stay calm, you know, don't freak out, and you just have to match their run with your run.
Scored 1,000 points last week, your career 1,000 points last week in that Thanksgiving Classic. Just heard you talking about it out there. What was that like for you? It sounds like you didn't even know you were close to it.
No, I knew coming into my senior year that I was just like, you know, 20-something points off, but I had no idea it was just a couple of games till I would score. So I was a little clueless in the game, and finally they told me, and the crowd thought it was hilarious how I reacted. But honestly, it was great. I mean, I get to be up on the board with amazing past players, and it feels like such an honor, honestly.
Was it a goal of yours when you came to high school to try to get that 1,000 points?
Honestly, no. My goal is just to be successful and win as many games. You know, I don't care about points at all. It's just winning games.
Kind of going off of that, obviously last year's team much different than this year in just the sense you guys lose a good amount of seniors to graduation. You have a transfer that goes out as well. But what are some other differences from last year's team to this year's team?
Well, last year's team, we played together a lot. We had a lot of experience. We'd played since my freshman year and their sophomore year, of course. You know, we had so the only thing that's been a tough, you know, struggle with this year's team is we don't trust each other enough yet because we haven't played with each other a lot. And they're young. I mean, I'm a senior.
course, I've been starting all 4 years, so I have a lot of experience. They don't have as much experience, especially with this team. So that's been a struggle. But it's been great so far, and we're actually growing so much. Like last night, you know, we played great as a team, and that's, like I said, trusting each other. We've been struggling with that. But it was better last night, so.
I want to go back to that Pickett County game because last year you guys beat them twice and pretty handily, and they were really young last year. They're young this year, but they have a lot of talent. How nice is it to not only get a win but have a competitive ball game with one of your rivals too?
Honestly, it was great. You know, I like going up to Pickett County. Most our crowd doesn't, but I do. I just love the hate. It just, I don't know, it just fires me up. But it was great to get to play competitively, you know, first, because it sets the tone for this season. Our district is, I swear, one of the toughest. So it just, I like that it gets us prepared for this year.
Well, lastly, taking on Creekwood this Friday, and it's a home game for you guys. First home game of the season. How excited are you just to play at home?
I'm so excited. It's, I don't know. It's just hard to believe. You know, everybody, they tell you you're all 4 years that it goes by like fast, and you're, as a freshman, you're sitting there like, oh, okay, whatever, this is going to take forever. But it really does. Now, sitting as a senior, first home game coming up, I mean, it's crazy. But I'm so excited and ready to get started.
Going to be a fun one with Creekwood on Friday. That's senior Aaliyah Melton with the girls' basketball team.
Here are the events we'll be covering from the Wildcats' Den. The boys and girls' basketball teams get back in action on Friday as they'll host Creekwood for the first home game of the season. The wrestling team kicks off their season up in Kentucky on Saturday as they'll compete in the Luke Troxell Invite at Wayne County High School before having their first meet in the state of Tennessee at Cookeville High School on Tuesday. For more Wildcats athletics, go to UCSportsNation.com.
Joined now by junior Elijah Robinson with the wrestling team here at Livingston Academy. First meet coming up this weekend. How excited are you guys to finally get started with the wrestling season?
It's going to be good. We're going to show everybody what we have, what we've been doing for weeks now, that we've been getting a lot better, a lot stronger. Our minds are more mental, and that we can show everybody that we are coming for state this year.
You guys have been preparing for quite some time. I know wrestling, it starts a little bit later than some of the other winter sports. When did you guys get started, and how long have you kind of been in the preseason mode, I guess?
We've been working out a lot, running a lot. We've been going for like 2 months now. We've been getting ready for everything we need to do, getting ready for every other teams that we're traveling, and then staying home, defending our home.
Sounds like a pretty motivated group this year as well. Well, take me through what kind of goals you guys have set, both as a team, and then afterwards you can tell me about maybe your personal goals.
As a team, getting first in region, making it to state, like half the kids making the state, but we should all make it to state this year. Personally, I want to go to state too. I've been working very hard and just working. Everybody has. Putting our blood, sweat, and tears in every mat.
So I know wrestling, I've mainly covered basketball and baseball and other sports like that. And wrestling, I'm assuming you're working on yourself. You're trying to improve, I call it your game, which I know probably isn't the right term. But what are you hoping that you improve on as this season goes on?
Lasting longer in every match. Getting more points, more pins. Just showing that you're the dominant one there. That's what we need.
A few weeks to go until Christmas. Do you have favorite Christmas movies that you like to watch? Maybe a top three?
Home Alone 2 is my third. The live-action Grinch, Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey. That's the best one. And Daddy's Home. That's the best one.
It's funny. Your teammate Ava also said she liked the Grinch for Christmas. So, do you have any cool Christmas traditions that you guys do?
Decorating the Christmas tree every year and leaving it up for months.
that's always a pretty fun one. Well, lastly, Elijah, if you had to teach me a little bit about wrestling, I don't know anything about wrestling, what are the first three things that you would tell me to try to learn the sport a little bit?
Watch videos on it, get the mindset in, and then work out with a lot of other kids because they can show you more than what we can because we have to have help a lot from other kids. Mm-hmm. We're like a team. We bond together. We work together. And it's just a team effort.
Well, cool. That's junior wrestler Elijah Robinson here at Livingston Academy.
Friday night, the boys and girls basketball teams get to face a newer foe in the Creekwood Redhawks from Charlotte, Tennessee. The Lady Red Hawks made the 3A state semifinals a year ago and are undefeated so far this season, so it'll be a good test for what the Wildcats may see later in the region tournament. On the boys' side, the Red Hawks are winless so far this season, but all four games have been within a couple of possessions. The boys will look to keep their strong play going in the first home game of the season on Friday. We'll have coverage of all the action starting at 5:40 right here on WLIV. Thanks for being with us in the Wildcats Den.